Lord Chaitanya from different quotations of Vedas. He clearly says that the Supreme Absolute Truth is person, is not impersonal. And so far Shankaracharya is concerned, he was ordered to preach Mahamad philosophy by the Supreme Personality of Godhead for the time being. It is not that this is the only process for realizing the Absolute Truth. There is a very nice story in this connection. There was a physician and his servant. So one day the physician is called by some person to treat his horse. So when the physician came, he asked, "What is the matter?" He says that the horse has suddenly swollen his throat, so please see. Then the physician took a hammer and strongly struck the swollen portion, and it was at once cured. The servant saw, so this is the process of curing swollen parts of the body. So on that very day, he resigned his service and he thought that now I have learned how to cure swollen parts of the body. And whenever he was called to treat such disease, he used to hammer over the swollen part and the patient died. So when he came to his former master, "Sir, you cured that horse, the swollen part, by beating hammer. But when I see it, he dies, the patient dies. What is the matter?" So he explained, "Very nonsense. The swollen is not cured by beating. That was a special case. The horse took a squash while he was in the garden, and he could not swallow it up, therefore it was killed. So I struck, therefore. And it was broken at the same thing. And his swollen is cured, but you fools, you are simply striking on swollen parts." So this is it. Shankaracharya took a special measure to convert the Buddhists to come to daily process. Because at that time, everyone became atheists, following the Buddha philosophy boy. Therefore, he had to preach that. Yes, it is void. But that is truth. That void is truth. And these material manifestation, nirvana, that is false. Therefore, Lord Buddha taught you that finish this, these material activities, and your miseries will be solved. Shankaracharya says, "Yes, this is all right, but there is Brahma." But he did not describe the Brahma, whether he has his person, or he has got pastimes, he has got many planets, and there are many devotees, because those fools were not able to understand. Therefore, he too, for the time being, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while criticizing, I am going to say Shankaracharya, he is always taking care that it was not the fault of Acharya Shankara, because he is Lord Shiva, and he cannot make any mistake. But he was ordered to do so for the time. Actually, Absolute Truth, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is what is spiritual. He is person. The difference is that he is Sachidananda Vigraha. And so far the living entities are concerned, they are his energies. Energies. So, the distinction between energy and energy, we have discussed several times. Energy is almost the same quality as the energy. The same example. So the sun planet is hot, therefore the energy of the sun planet, sunshine, it is also hot. Sunshine, sun is illuminating, therefore the energy of this sun and sunshine, it is also illuminating. So there are so many qualitative equality with the Supreme, living entity. But Shankaracharya's statement that we living entities, we are God, and now we are illusion in Maya, as soon as we become free from this Maya, we become God. That is not that. You do not become God. But you are already in godly quality, to some extent, not fully. So when you are free from these material classes, you attain your original quality, spiritual quality. And that spiritual quality, you can serve, because service means the person who is served, he is also person, and the servant is also person. Otherwise there is no question of service. Service, whenever we say service, there must be a person to take, to accept the service, and there must be one person who renders the service. Therefore, Vaishava, where is this predominator and the predominated? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving evidence from Bhagavad Gita. Aparayo mitam sanyam prakriti vidjane param jivabhuta mahabharo jayram rajati jaga. Aparayam. Yam, before this verse, Lord Krishna has described that earth, water, fire, air, and ether, they are my different separated energies. And beyond these separated energies, there is another superior energy. These energies are inferior, and there is another superior energy. So therefore, jiva, the living entities, they are described in the Bhagavad Gita as energy, not the energy. Vishnu Shakti para prapta khetra jnakya tatha para avidya tama sangya anya sitya shakti vishyate. So, what is this now? So, he is quoting another verse from Vishnu Purana, where it is stated that Vishnu Shakti Parapropta, the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is also transcendental. Energy, that means of the same quality. The same example, just like sunshine and the sun, they are of the same quality. Similarly, the energy of the Supreme Lord, because the Supreme Lord is all spiritual, therefore his energy is also all spiritual. So we are the energy of the Supreme Lord, we are also all spiritual. Vishnu Shakti Parapraptya Kshetrajna Kya Tatha Para. Kshetrajna Shakti. Kshetrajna Shakti means the living entity. So they are also transcendental, superior. Avidya karma sangha anya atitya shakti vishyati. And this material energy, it is the product of avidya. Avidya means ignorance of nature. Now, the next question will be, who is ignorant? As soon as you say ignorance, there must be somebody who is ignorant. So who is ignorant? Now we find the Supreme Living Entity is Krishna, and we, the subordinate living entity. So, who is ignorant? Ignorant is the living entity. Not all living entities, but there is, I mean, a tendency of becoming ignorant. Ignorant of forgetfulness. Ignorant we are not, but sometimes we forget. Just like under some disease condition, we forget. All forgetfulness is the disease condition. Just like a madman, he forgets his identity. He forgets the identity of his family. Either you take this forgetfulness is madness, or due to madness he is forgetful, whatever you say. Similarly, this forgetfulness is also energy, another energy. Then whose energy? Avidya. This is living entity's energy. The Mahavad philosophers, they cannot answer. They claim that we are God. But when they are asked, why you have become God, they say, we do not know. But here is the answer. They hide the reason. They know. And because they have to establish the Mahavad philosophy that there is no God, we are all gods, therefore they pretend that we do not know. The real fact is that because we are, although we are energy, therefore we are prone to be in the darkness of ignorance. Just like the same example, it is very easy to understand that the sun shines and the sun, both of them are illuminating and warm, but there is cloud. And the cloud cannot cover the sun. The cloud can cover the sunshine. This is a fact. Everyone can understand. When there is cloud, suppose immediately there is cloud, say 2 miles or 3 miles above the surface, so we do not see the sun or the sunshine. Does it mean the cloud has covered the sun? No. Sunshine is so great that cloud's father says there is no capacity of the cloud's father to cover sun. It is not possible. Therefore, ignorance, here it is stated, avidya karma sanganya. This ignorance cannot cover God. That is nonsense. Ignorance covers the God's energy living entity. Therefore, we say that we are God, but now we have become dog. That is another ignorance. He is never God. He is the energy of God. This is the difference between Mayavada philosophy and Vaishnava philosophy. We say, always know that we are energies of God, and because we are energies, we are there are so many things qualitatively equal. There's the same example, the warmth and the illumination of the sunshine and the sun planet is practically the same. But the sun is never covered by cloud, but the sunshine is covered. Sometimes, not always. Just like we hear that the sunshine, the immense sunshine all over the universe, a part of the sunshine is covered, not all. Similarly, a part of the energy, living energy, is covered by this maya, not all. Therefore, there are millions and billions of liberated souls above this material world. Just like there is millions and billions of mild sunshine above the clouds. When you go by airplane above the cloud, the cloud is appear to be very insignificant. But sunshine, oh, so nice, sunshine. Similarly, when you are above this material world, jyotir-gama, jyotir-gama, tamasi-ma, the Vedas inform you that don't remain in this darkness. Just try to get out of it. Jyotir-gama. Similarly, just like the same way, aeroplane, as soon as you penetrate the cloud and go to the sky, you see, oh, there is immense sunshine. But while you are within the covering of the cloud, you say, oh, there is no sunshine today. You see, as soon as you go, oh, today is very bad. The day is very good. But you are in the cloud, that's what you say, it is very bad. So similarly, those who are in the clutches of Maya, for them this world is very bad. You see? But those who are above this Maya, it is pleasant, because it is Krishna's kingdom. Anandamati vadhanam. So if you remain in Krishna consciousness, the cloud cannot touch it. And see your former, your original anandamaya vyasa, you become always joyful. Brahma-bhuta prasannātmā nasocati nakāṅkati. One is Brahma-bhuta. He never laments or never aspires anything for material enjoyment. And he becomes universal. He sees everyone on the same level. Oh, that my brother, they're part and parcel of my father, they are my brother. Madhavakti-lavati-param, this is Krishna consciousness. This is Krishna consciousness. So, Vishnu-sakti-parapraptya, ketra-gnyasa-tathapara, avidya-karma-sanyanyasitya-sakti-sate. So, this avidya, this ignorance, this forgetfulness, is another energy. Another image. So, just like the sun, cloud, this is also another energy of the sunshine. It is not different. When the sunshine warms the sea water, it evaporates and becomes cloud. So therefore, cloud is also another energy. So similarly, this material, energy is also energy of God, but it cannot cover God. That is the difference. God is never covered by ignorance. This is nonsense. Those fools and rascals say that God, we are God, we are now covered. This is most rascal. How, if you are God, how can we cover by ignorance? Then what is your value of your becoming God? You are not God. You are this is very nicely explained here. Try to understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that living entities are energy of God. They are never God. The Shankaracharya's theory is nullified by evidences from Vedic scriptures, just like Bhagavad Gita, Vishnu, Pudak. So never claim that you are God. There is most, the darkest part of your ignorance when you say that I am God. There is neither voidness, neither you are God. You are eternal, perpetual, blissful, but your blissful is now covered by this Maya. You get out of it, be one with Krishna consciousness, your life is successful. This is the fear. Anoji tattalaya liti porotatta, achanna karile chesta, ishar mahatta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu regrets that such a great difference between God and the living entity, and Shankaracharya has described that they hear of God.
Oh.
That means he has diminished the opulence and value of God.
Oh.
Suppose if I call a third-class man His Majesty, then what is that? This is this word means His Majesty is misused.
Oh.
Just like they are saying Daridranath, the police Ramakrishna mission has discovered a word. Daridranath, poor Nara. Narayan, who is the husband of many thousands of goddess of fortune, he has become poor. Just see the theory. You can ask Nityananda, what is the meaning of Daridranath? They have discovered, Vivekananda has discovered. Narayan has become poor. When you ask him, why do you call Daridranarayan? They will explain like that, because Narayan is there. Therefore, Narayan has become Daridra. You see? Suppose a rich man comes into this store, so he becomes poor, just like that. Because he has kindly come here in this store, so because we are all poor men, he has also become poor men. This is the reason. So these are all nonsense. Narayan never becomes poor. The poor, poverty, sickness, all these things are for the jivas, for the living entities. Narayan is never poor. Narayan is never under ignorance. Narayan never becomes dog. We become dog. We become cat. You should always, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore, regret that this sort of philosophy propounded by Shankara is a great mistake, because he has minimized the value of the Supreme Lord. By making a dog a god, he has insulted God. Therefore, this Mahabharata philosophy is the most offensive activity of the living being. So you should be very careful. Very careful. Hanoji tattalaya liti paratatta. And the studies, the ordinary living entities, and I'm speaking of the absolute truth. Oh, this is the greatest nonsensical activity. Achanna karile sastha ishar mahatta. By this, the glorification of the Lord has been diminished. And therefore, it is a great offense. Vyasir sutrita kahe parinam ba. Vyas bhanta valitar uthayila viva. Now, Vyasir sutra means Vedanta sutra. Vedanta sutra begins from the very beginning. Janmadasya jataha means the source of all emanation. Now, this is clear, Janmadasya jata, that Brahma is that from which, from whom everything emanates. That does not mean, Purinambad means byproduct. Byproduct. Just like you, this is a tree, and the flower is the byproduct. Suppose the flower is there, and the flower becomes dried up and falls down. That does not mean the tree is lost. There are thousands and thousands of flowers are coming out of fruits and flowers, but the tree is there. Similarly, purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avashishyate. Although this material manifestation, this world has emanated from Brahma, that does that Supreme Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that does not mean that he is lost. It is material conception. Just like you take paper and you make something from that paper, that original paper is lost because it is material. But spiritually, they cannot be lost. There are many, many material examples also. Oh, just like the sun. The sun, we are getting heat from sun from millions and billions of years.